This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. New Mexico will mandate that all state government employees get the coronavirus vaccine or else face weekly COVID-19 testing, moving in sync with federal authorities to shore up immunization rates. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham announced yesterday that New Mexico will join the federal government, California, and New York City in requiring immunization or regular testing for their public employees. The changes for New Mexico take effect on Tuesday under a newly signed executive order. Employees who flout the rules can be disciplined, including termination. Lujan Grisham emphasized inconveniences that await state employees who are eligible for vaccination but unwilling, like masking and having to provide proof of routine testing. She said that people who are eligible for vaccination and opt out are giving the virus an opportunity to mutate and spread. President Joe Biden yesterday announced sweeping new pandemic requirements for millions of federal workers. He denounced a tragedy of rising yet preventable deaths among unvaccinated U.S. employees and others. The governor yesterday named two new cabinet secretaries. The top jobs oversee the Departments of Safety and Education. Former Los Alamos Superintendent Kurt Steinhaus will become the new education secretary next month. The governor says Education Secretary Ryan Stewart is stepping down for personal reasons after serving in the position for 2 years. Steinhaus says that he'll emphasize overall student well-being, including mental health, as fall classes resume in August amid a surge of coronavirus infections. Deputy Chief of the Rio Rancho Police Department, Jason Bowie, will become the next Secretary of Public Safety, which oversees the New Mexico State Police. The governor has seen a wave of retirements among department heads, with some citing pressures of the pandemic. Lujan Grisham is still looking to fill top positions at agencies such as the Department for Workforce Solutions. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham says Democratic State Representative Cheryl Williams Stapleton should prepare to resign if she is indicted on a probe into allegations of racketeering. The leading state legislator has connections to a company that had contracts with Albuquerque Public Schools, where she works. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham spoke yesterday as authorities also investigate possible money laundering, kickbacks, and violation of a law governing the conduct of state lawmakers. Lujan Grisham says she's, quote, horrified. William Stapleton has been placed on paid administrative leave by APS and could not be reached for comment. Her district salary is about $80,000 per year. APS announced yesterday that it's also placed 11 other staff members who are subjects of the investigation on administrative leave. They include administrators, teachers, and clerical staff. They were not named, and salary information was not made available. This is KUNM.